Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is a part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and I'm bringing a special guest to our podcast network, Tony Sprando. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, I brought Tony on this morning to introduce you to him if you don't already know him. Tony is the owner of a company in Bend, Oregon, kind of one of those places everyone wants to live because it's sort of in between two big cities, Portland and Seattle, but also it's got a little bit of everything, a lot of culture, a university there. And you own an AV company there, known as Audio Visual Bend, and you're the you're a designer of AV systems, right? Did I get that right?
You got that right.
So you've been in this industry for how many years now? Close to 20, right?
That is correct. Yeah, you know, with my own company, that is correct, and longer with other expertise and other companies work for.
Yeah, and so I asked you to join our blog squad and to write about what you are experiencing, not just geographically. I mean, obviously you're kind of in a unique position because of where you're located, but also technologically. And so I want everyone to meet Tony and start reading his blog. Of course, you can check it out at ravepubs.com under the blog squad section. And you can do the drop down and pull down his name and start reading away. We've got a couple of blogs on there right now, one about microphone placement, another one about, is bigger better is more better in the speaker world. Tell us a little bit about sort of your perspective on AV technology and what made you start writing about this and, you know, what are you trying to accomplish with your outreach regarding technology blogs?
Yes, Gary, I wanted to educate people. I found that when I was out in the field doing site surveys, that I was where my customers were asking questions, and that's where I was coming back with solutions for them right on site. And when I left the site, you know, I go back to my office and I do a quote, do a design, but I really left the education piece there. And so I want to bring that back, put it in writing, post it, and then let the rest of the world know that there is solutions out there and troubleshooting and that kind of thing that, you know, I can help with.
And so were you putting a lot of this sort of educational elements in your quotes to the customers to sort of justify what you were putting in there and then decided to turn it into more of a long form format so that you'd be sort of educating the world or how did it come about that you just said, hey, I should start blogging about this stuff?
Well, when I come back to the office, I create a scope document for the customer. Part of that is to create an evaluation of the site. And that evaluation is telling, hey, here's the problems, here's the pains and the frustrations you're having. And then I go on to offer a solution. So that first part of that scope document is really what I'm trying to create into a blog post to help kind of get it off the computer and out onto the web.
So. Yeah, and the first couple that are on our site right now, the one that sort of grabbed my attention right away was the microphone placement is everything. I mean, because this is not a trivial subject. You know, our industry sort of has the glitz and glamour has been in the video side for a long time, and sometimes people overlook the audio side. And things may look incredible, but if you can't hear what somebody's saying to you, then you've basically blown it, haven't you?
Well, that is true. That is totally true. And you know that. Articles came from pain for me because I went onto a site and customers said, help me with my audio system here. I've got the mixer turned up. I've got the source. And, you know, why can't I hear clear audio? And they were getting phase cancellation, so we made some adjustments. But, you know, I had to dig in a little bit deep on that. Usually I want to just replace a piece of equipment or repair some wire or a connection or something, but it was really just education for the customer of how to operate their system.
And and you're saying a little bit of it comes from trial and error. You know, the interesting thing there is I suspect a lot of people listening here, that's how they've learned most of what they've learned in our industry is that they either had a customer come to them and say, can you solve this problem? Or they put something in and realized it didn't work exactly the way the manufacturer said it was going to work or the dynamics of the room were slightly different than what were perfect and therefore it's through trial and error, and that's kind of our industry is sort of that way. We although we don't really have any standards, so any kind of education like this is helpful.
Well, that is totally true, and you know, I've got a young man, actually my son, in this, our family business here. We're kind of trained the young men here, and he's taking the CTS exam and going through the training, and you know, I'm thinking, well, he probably wants to just, you know, pass a test and take over the company, right? Well, no, he's got to get out there, right, and get his strippers out and get his tech tools out and his testing tools and get out there in the field and applying some of those things to learn the hard way and, you know, apply that knowledge as well. So,
well, I'll tell you, having a daughter who's on the verge of coming in this industry, she's been to 3 InfoComms and 2 or 3 ISE shows in Amsterdam and worked with our company and shooting videos and photos and things like that of our industry and blogged a little bit. I know what it's like to make sure that, you know, our industry, you can't just drop in, right? I mean, she wants to get a degree in public relations. You can't just drop in and do PR for industry. Our industry really has a fairly complicated learning curve. Would you agree?
Oh, that is for sure. We're people. We're inherently erred. You know, we just don't do things perfectly every time. So it takes meeting with people, having conversations, getting into tough spots, and thinking about it together, and then hopefully make the changes the next time be a little bit easier. So,
well, your advice is going to be really appreciated by systems designers and AV salespeople. I think one of the things you'll find from Tony, you've been, by the way, referred to as the AV guy, I think, which is really neat. I think that what they'll really appreciate it is it'll relate to them because the salespeople are the ones that are ultimately doing that site survey, as you mentioned in the beginning, and they're the ones that are fielding the questions from the customer. Why isn't this working? Why isn't this? And so therefore, I'd encourage you to follow Tony's blog and make it a regular part of your weekly activity to check and make sure and read anytime he has a blog posted, because I think you'll find it. You know, the first 2 blogs are mostly audio focused, but you've got some others coming that are focused on different elements of the industry. You've written a lot about HDMI. You've written about other subjects too. So I think that we'll find that you're going to be very helpful to people who are not only systems designers, but also AV salespeople.
Awesome. Yeah, no, and I totally welcome feedback. This, I am no way perfect at this. So I do welcome any feedback and get comments. Hey, you know, I may be wrong in some point or two. Please put those in. I'll make the changes. We'll learn together. So.
Yeah, and in fact, all the blogs have a comment section at the end. Of course, you can share it through social media, and of course, you'll be able to contact Tony directly through our website at ravepubs.com. So check it out. And of course, his company is Audiovisual Bend, and you can check them out at avbend.com. That's avbend.com, and you learn more about what Tony does. And Tony, I appreciate you joining me this morning, and again, welcome to the blog squad.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and everyone, thanks for listening. And again, check it all out at ravepubs.com.